Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Nakata family. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Sol Kalu of Humpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Good morning, Reverend Kalu.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in today's White Way radio broadcast. My name is Reverend Sol Kalu of the Humpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin Shin Buddhist Temple. This month of April marks an important Buddhist observance, which in Japanese Buddhism is called Hana Matsuri, the birth of the historical Buddha, Gautama Siddhartha, or Shakyamuni Buddha. When Shakyamuni Buddha was born, a hermit predicted that he would either become a great and mighty ruler, or a great holy man, a teacher of the truth. Because his father, the king, wanted Shakyamuni Buddha to succeed him and become the next ruler, he lavished upon his son everything that the young Buddha ever wanted and tried to shield him from seeing all forms of suffering. But although his father ensured that Siddhartha was provided with everything he could want or need, Buddhist scriptures say that the future Buddha felt that material wealth was not life's ultimate goal. Even as a child, the future Buddha was not contented with all the material things that were easily available to him. And unlike some children who were born wealthy, Siddhartha never became a spoiled or arrogant child, but rather, even in his childhood years, he exhibited the virtuous traits of kindness, compassion, and humility. We are celebrating the Buddha's birthday because we honor, respect, revere, and above all, thank the Buddha for his teachings that we all try to follow. Had the Buddha not been born, we would all be not here. Maybe we would be practicing a different kind of religion in a different temple, a place of worship, or we could not have any kind of religion at all. Shakyamuni Buddha was born over 2,500 years ago in what is now modern-day Nepal as a prince in his father's kingdom. But when he became an adult, he chose to become a holy man instead of becoming the next king, succeeding his father. The Buddha gave up a life of luxury and wealth because he realized that despite having everything, people still have suffering. He too realized that he was not different from the ordinary person and their suffering are the same as his, that is birth, sickness, old age, and death. He sought to find a way to end suffering and enable people to live happily as true human beings. He first sought his own liberation or enlightenment, and after his enlightenment or the awakening to the truth of the universe, the Buddha spent the next 45 years of his life teaching to many people the way of enlightenment that he rediscovered through his many years of ascetic and other forms of spiritual practice. The Buddha lived up to 80 years old and died peacefully in the place in India called Kushinagara. After his death, his disciples continued his work of spreading his teachings through word of mouth or other means to many people and lands in Asia, eventually reaching China, Japan, Korea, and now there are Buddhist temples in the US mainland, Hawaii, Brazil, Europe, and many other parts of the world. Buddhism is considered as one of the world's major religions, alongside Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and Hinduism. Shakyamuni Buddha lived and died over 2,000 years ago, but to this present day, his teachings are still relevant in our modern age. Even more so, with wars, injustice, and other causes of human suffering still present. Although Buddhism has taken many forms and ways of practice, the basic teaching of wisdom and compassion is still the same. Wisdom is to be able to know life as it really is, viewed not from the self-centered ego, but through the wisdom eye. And with that understanding, compassion is awakened in us, which is the ability to feel the pain and suffering of others, and the desire to relieve such pain and suffering. Today, we are joyfully celebrating the birth of the Buddha. We do so as an expression of gratitude for the teachings he gave us. In remembering the teachings and living our lives in accord with the teachings, the Buddha is still very much alive in our hearts and minds. Hanamatsuri is our birthday party for the Buddha. His birth many years ago is our spiritual birth. And like Shakyamuni, we too can become Buddhas because we all have that Buddha nature in us. We should always be mindful also of our own physical birth, the meaning of being born and the purpose of our lives. We were born because of many causes and conditions that happened in the past, and previous good karma resulted in our birth as human beings, which is very rare, precious, and unrepeatable. Our parents and innumerable number of people and beings have sustained and supported us, so we are here living in this present moment. And so, we should always be thankful for this life that we are living now. Our life's purpose is to realize the Buddha nature in all of us, to become Buddhas, spiritual beings of wisdom and compassion. And this is the very core of Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching. Truly the man who gave up his becoming a king to become the greatest teacher of humanity deserves this special day of recognition and reverence. Let us then, this month, rejoice in commemorating the birth of Shakyamuni Buddha, the exalted one, the enlightened one, the supremely awakened one. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddham saranam gacchami, dhammam saranam gacchami, sangham saranam gacchami. Happy birthday, Lord Shakyamuni Buddha. Thank you all very much for listening today. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Kalu, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihongkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 11th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service and Hanamatsuri and Remembrance service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliili Honganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Nakata family, and our speaker, Reverend Sol Kalu. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Alan Goto. Namo Amida Butsu.